Coming straight from a reliably biased source in the Matrix, broadcasting as a proud member of Shadowcasters Network, I'm Gowan. Welcome to the Neo-Anarchist Podcast. First off, we would like to thank you for listening to the Neo-Anarchist Podcast and accepting us into the community. Shadowrunning is what brings us all together, and we remain thankful to be a part of it. Second, we would like to give a shout out to the other members of the Shadowcasters Network, which are valuable parts of life in the shadows and are frankly much more classy than we are. First, Critical Glitch. Although we haven't heard from them in a while, I am sure we will again somehow, some way. Next, the Arcology Podcast, which thanks to Vox and Mr. Johnson and their support will always hold a special place in my dad Opti's heart. One stop shopping for game discussion and actual plays. They might not have done it first, but they continue to do it amazingly. The Violent Night Podcast with Vendetta Violent, another show from a runner's perspective, always gets our blood going. Topics and Vendetta Violent vignette. If you haven't tuned in to Complex Action, you owe it to yourself to listen. Bobby breaks down rules and discusses the game in an in-depth manner you will not get anywhere else. Plessy has just had an 8-part interview with my dad. Made him seem relatable, which is nice, I know. The good folks at Dice Crimes throw up actual plays which are solid and fun, and you can't have enough actual plays. If you happen to speak German or interested in learning, check out Burning Edge Podcast. I honestly have no idea what to say about it since I don't speak German, but I can tell you. But their hosts are really swell. If you're looking for a German Shadowrun podcast, this might be your only option. The folks at the Geek Mage podcast put up even more actual plays goodness, so make sure to get them a listener as well. While these next ones aren't formally part of the Shadowcasters Network, I want to mention them because many of you have found them enjoyable and I want to share the love. Milk Run, Relative Dimension, and Talk to Touch Attack, RPP. Arguable Play, Carpet Sins, Gamer's Table, Dragon Variation, Harmontown, Shadowrun Games, and any others that we had to miss. Please check them out. Lastly, I want to give a special mention to something that is near and dear to my dad. That is the Hidden Grid Podcast. Xander and Justin have given an awful lot to the Shadowrun community at a time when there were virtually no other Shadowrun podcasts around. So when they reached out to my dad and said, instead of just supporting, they wanted to run the Shadows for once, my dad felt like he couldn't and didn't want to say no. So a lot of time and editing have gone into getting a great group of Shadowrunners to run the Shadows and tell the tales in a golden age of Shadowrunning. So the Hidden Grid has been reborn. Check out weekly new episodes. My dad wants me to remind you to keep the questions coming in. You can get to him on MeFeed or shooting him a message at opti@neoanarchist.com. And he will make your lives enhanced by answering them. Now I want to talk a little about 2068. That was the year I was born. There's a lot that happened that year. More than you'd think. And my dad will cover that next time. But I want to say something before then. I have a weird power. It's called something I can barely say. Psychometry. That means I can see old things by touching stuff. And the other day, I touched a blanket that I was wrapped in. When I came home from the hospital, of course my dad had to use his fake sin to get my mom to a hospital. But it all ended okay. When I touched the blanket, I got a vision of my dad in 2068. He was scared and angry because of the things that had happened the last few years. His idol, Captain Chaos, had died along with a lot of his friends. He had walked away from his old totem, Dog. Him and my mom had started to have some big fights, and the people that he had been meeting in the shadows seemed different. They didn't seem to care about goodness and freedom. They just seemed to care about Nguyen. like when Captain Chaos died, something good died with him. But when I was born, my dad decided he wouldn't be a part of the six world's problems anymore. He would be part of the solution. So he started building up Nekwood, joining people together, spreading hope. He felt that in this insane world, controlled by corporations and government, the only sane response is anarchy, and he still believes that today. Freedom or nothing, little girls. My dad hopes that you will join him. Live free or die trying. And think not just of your own freedom, but the freedom of others. Because until we're all free, none of us are. So that's it. So please continue wasting entirely good slots of time listening to the Neo Anarchist Podcast. The music serving as the background to Audible Anarchy was written by the legend Marshall Parker and reimagined by Uninunium 88. This was the Neo Anarchist Podcast, and I am the son of your host, the dwarf son, hot dog bun, well done, having fun, son of a gun, all or none, silly pun, weighs a ton, dark sun, Gowan, enjoy your freedom. It starts here with you and me.